In America, we are facing a huge increase in all age groups over 65, and the long-lived Abkhazians look more and more fascinating. In their culture, the new old age has existed for generations. They traditionally led lives in which all the right ingredients came together for conscious, purposeful longevity. Not just a longevity of survivors, but of youth in old age. Abkhazians struck Western visitors as remarkably attuned to the rhythms of life, precisely what we have lost in this country. One gets the sense of a people who have reached a natural balance. Rather than struggling to break unhealthy habits, their culture has woven health into their overall view of life. In every society, expectation rules outcome. In a culture where wealth is the highest goal, the entire society will focus on making money. Prestige will accrue to those who make the most, and the poor will be regarded as failures. In Abkhazia, a great value was placed on longevity, and therefore the entire society felt motivated to live up to that ideal. In America, the reverse is true. Old age is not valued, much less exalted. Huge differences divide American and Abkhazian culture. A life of light eating and lifelong physical activity is now something we have to consciously learn again. But fixating on those ingredients would miss the spirit of Abkhazia, which to me is far more inspiring as a motivation to survive to 100. Meanwhile, this country has developed a boom in centenarians that is unparalleled. Clearly, we have won the struggle for longevity and now face the challenge of becoming a land where the long-living are still young. Comparatively speaking, most of us would find it easier to bear the physical afflictions of old age than the mental ones. In India, where I grew up, age is still equated with wisdom. In the West, the longer one lives, the more one is suspected of mental incompetence. Alzheimer's has probably surpassed cancer for the dubious honor of being the most feared disease in America. I know 60-year-olds who obsessively pore over articles about Alzheimer's and panic whenever they forget a friend's telephone number. So convinced are they that contracting Alzheimer's is only a matter of time. Aging alone is not enough to cause Alzheimer's or other brain disorders. Over time, the structure of the brain is known to change. It grows lighter, for example, and shrinks slightly. Yet at present, it isn't known why one old brain stays lively and creative while another starts to deteriorate. One encouraging finding, however, is that by living a full mental life, older people may actually be growing new dendrites, brain neural connections, all the time. This good news about the aging brain lifts our expectations that keeping one's faculties intact is completely normal. Older people may not be as quick in time tests, neuroscientist Robert Terry remarks, but they don't lose judgment, orientation, or vocabulary. There is no way that people like Picasso, the cellist Pablo Casals, or Martha Graham could have continued to be successful on half a brain. The topic of aging and IQ is a perfect example of how linear thinking distorts the complex changes time brings. The human mind develops with experience. Brain studies indicate that organic changes keep up with the mind in its journey of expansion. The mind clearly wants to expand. Psychologists are beginning to verify that human development extends into old age through higher states of awareness, that any decline in the brain's physical structure with age is offset by new mental accomplishments. While certain memory tasks may slow down, it seems that wisdom is a software achievement that culture uses to outwit biological limits. As the new old age obliterates the prejudice against old people, I believe we will witness a flowering of the visionary qualities that age can bring at its best. Vision is the hidden bond that unites youth and old age. In middle age, we compromise our ideals in order to achieve success and security. The young are still impetuously idealistic, and the old can balance and enhance that through wisdom, perhaps the greatest gift of old age. Most people assume that medicine has been chiefly responsible for improving the health of old people and extending their lifespan. Therefore, they look in the same direction for cures to cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and other degenerative disorders as the solution to old age. This ignores the fact that successful aging is far more important than the avoidance of disease, although that is important also. It involves a lifelong commitment that is renewed every day. A doctor can assist in making this commitment, but medicine is not a surrogate for it. Longevity is still an individual achievement. It comes primarily to those whose expectations are high enough to reach for it. Fortunately, few normal signs of aging have gone unchallenged, and major studies have proven that we have expected far too little of the aging body, which still holds great potential for improvement at very advanced ages.